In 2 Samuel chapter 6, we have one of the most tragic circumstances in the Bible where Uzzah is struck down by God for doing what he thinks is the right thing to do, putting out his hand and keeping the Ark of the Covenant from falling into the ground. Well, what is it that put Uzzah in this position to begin with? It was a neglect of God's instructions concerning the transportation of the Ark. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 6 of the ark initially being transported on a new cart. Well, there was never a provision given by God that the ark should or could be carried by an ox cart, whether old or new. So where did that idea come from? Well, it came from the Philistines, best that I can tell. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, when the Philistines returned the ark to the Israelites, the text tells us that they carried it on a new cart. So the Israelites, the ones whom God had revealed himself and given them his word, were taking their worship cues from the world. But later in this story, when David goes back to Obed-Edom to retrieve the ark, we read that the ark is being carried. We need only to look into 1 Chronicles 15 to see that David had made some adjustments to his plan on transporting the ark. The ark is carried in this time by the right people in the right way according to God's previous word. Well, what does all this mean? Well, one thing it means is that worship is not according to your preferences, but according to God's word. And remember what we said about worship? It's the reordering of the entirety of your life around the person and presence of God. So we're not just talking about what you do in your church, although it does include that, but we are talking about the entirety of your life. The entirety of your life is to be lived according to the design and purposes of God that he gives us in his word. And so worship is not an event. It is a way of life. True worship and following of God means there is a growing submission to God's word and God's design for your life, for your dating life, for your college life, for your marriage, for your money, for your raising of children, for your job. There is not one part of your life that God has said, go ahead, freelance that thing. No, there is a design to every aspect, and worship is when we trustingly come under God's word to obey it. As you pray today, please remember Eli and Rana Costa El-Haj, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Nepalese Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Nepal.